Okay, it's lunchtime, and I know your taste buds are craving more than a six-piece wing lemon pepper all flats with fries. Think outside the chicken box and add a few splashes of fave hot sauce, a small batch handcrafted blend of roasted peppers and all-natural flavors to ignite your wings, tacos, soups, pastas, and more. Don't let your food be basic. You deserve more. It's fave hot sauce. Flavor ignited. You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce. And we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Welcome to episode 23 of Lost in the Sauce. My name is Fave, and I invite you to take this mystical, magical, majestical ride through Hot Sauce Land. And we are powered by Fave Hot Sauce, and right now, if you enter code LITS, L-I-T-S, for Lost in the Sauce, you can get buy one, get one free on Unity and Verde Sauce. Shop favehotsauce.com and get it how you live it. We are still celebrating summer, and we have gone south of the border. We've gone to New Orleans, and now we're going to go further than the border. I present to you right now, Pick a Pepper Sauce. From Shooter's Hill, Jamaica, by way of New Orleans, I can honestly say, without giving anything away, that we have yet to review a sauce such as this. So let's not play with it, let's stay with it, and get lost. Brothers and sisters, precious people, Pick a Pepper Sauce was founded in 1921 and has become an international legend, available in every country found in the fine restaurants and kitchen tables around the globe. Pick a Pepper began in Jamaica, where the worldwide cultural influences are boldly expressed, especially in their cuisine. And this legendary sauce is produced in Jamaica and exported through the Port of New Orleans, courtesy of Warbeck Foods, a woman-owned family business responsible for Pick a Pepper being a staple in Creole and Caribbean food throughout New Orleans and beyond. Pick a Pepper features the finest ingredients, y'all, selected from 7 countries to ensure the best possible quality. They use a unique blend of tomatoes, onions, sugar, cane vinegar, mangoes, raisins, peppers, my Lord, my God, and spices. This blend is then aged in oak barrels for 1 full year before bottling to ensure the rich flavor that Pick a Pepper's admirers have come to love. 100% natural ingredients with cane sugar used as the preservative. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we tried Pick a Pepper sauce on a classic Caribbean original. Stewed goat with vegetables. Stewed goat, my Lord. So, we got the Pick a Pepper sauce out. We're cracking open a bottle. You know how we do. Got it open. We got to get the aroma. We got to get the introduction. Yeah, I'm going to say it. It's a rich kaleidoscope of flavors. My nose has so much dancing in the nostrils right now, and it's perfectly blended. It's reminiscent of steak sauce, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This isn't hot. This is an amalgamation of very, very bold flavors, except heat. Now let's get into the texture. Now we've got the whiff, and now let's pour it out, and let's see what we're doing. Okay. All on the goat. All on it. Deep, rich, thick, and chunky. It's pouring out. It's cascading down slow. It's moving to its own groove on this goat. Pick a Pepper is definitely thick. Now let's get into the moment of truth, the taste. I got a little piece of good, just a little piece of good, just a little belly, little kid, on the fork. No heat, no. All flavor, this is like, and I said it's like a steak sauce, right? Yeah, it's like a steak sauce, gritty, like it's like a punched up A1. If you like A1 sauce, this is A1 on a whole nother level, like in a multiverse situation, this is how their A1 taste. It's all purpose. This is fun for the whole family. It's definitely not a hot sauce, but it is a sauce that is very versatile, very full of flavor. You taste the intricacies and the detail that goes into making this sauce, from the picking of the ingredients to the oak barrel aging. It is definitely a winner around these corridors. So even though it's not a quote-unquote hot sauce, we're going to give Pick a Pepper sauce from Jamaica by way of New Orleans a 4-flame rating. I think it could punch up everything except sparkling water. This sauce is, I was taken aback because it's in the hot sauce aisle, but I got it and said, oh, it's dark, whatever. And I kind of thought it wasn't going to be hot, but man, is it full of flavor. So Pick a Pepper, you did your thing. You do your thing, and you're going to continue to do your thing throughout grocery stores, Caribbean restaurants, and kitchen tables everywhere. What else can we put Pick a Pepper sauce on? So Pick a Pepper sauce on their website, pickapepper.com, have a myriad of recipes and suggestions for their sauce. The top three that I thought were interesting were cream cheese. Just, I guess, Pick a Pepper sauce and cream cheese. Make a dip, I believe. Mango rice and jerk chicken. Fave suggests that this sauce, remember I said it's like a punched up multiverse A1, burger friendly. Be it Impossible, beef, chicken, turkey, burger friendly. If you have the meats or the veggies, put a little bit of this Pick a Pepper in your situation. It is not for the lighthearted. If you want simple flavors, go get the sea salt and the pepper and have your moment with God. But if you want something super savory, you need Pick a Pepper sauce. And while this sauce is not the hot that you had in mind, it has the flavor to get you right on time. Its placement may seem confusing, seeing Pick a Pepper's not-so-hot sauce nestled in the shelves of other fiery condiments, but you should be bold enough to experience it. You will quickly understand that it has earned a place in our saucy ecosystem, hot or not. You taste the intricacies and time put into making this and aging this sauce to savory perfection. When it comes to Pick a Pepper, the work speaks for itself. That's the Pick a Pepper tale that we know so well. So as we say farewell to Flavor Island, aka Jamaica, aka Pick a Pepper Production Headquarters, remember that all new journeys carry a hint of uncertainty. That unknown factor could produce a modicum of anxiety inside. And that's okay. Go anyway. Do it anyway. Move when you don't want to move. Speak when you don't want to speak, but you know that you have to say what you have to say. It needs to be said. Be unapologetic. Be bold, but not belligerent. Be concise, but not crass. Be deliberate, but never disrespectful. Your thoughts, your voice, your actions, your results are required for the success waiting to surround you. And it starts with your thinking, speaking, and moving in prayer for strangers as they think, speak, and move for you. Thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies, that one who keeps hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the TikTok and Instagram chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life, or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week.